Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Artist Connection with your girls Tamiel C and Tasha, where we care to share your story.
Cheer. Yeah. Red dab in the building. Knockout shit on the beat. Check it. Hey, yo. Tamiel C and Tasha, listen to my demo. This grind is crazy. Need some time, can you play me? Yeah. I got a whole lot to say, please. I breathe this music like a no-two freeze. Nah, I mean, it's the artist connection. We're the best of the best. Explain the love of their lifetimes. They sing of their right rhymes. Hey. Cop to Mannheim. Hey. From the A-State to the UK. Yeah. International push to get their airplay. It's not about the paper. It's all for the love. And all the right. Promotion is gangsta. Got the arts in their blood. Dreamweavers, throw your hands up in the club. To the tune you fell asleep to. Your creations that the world needs to hear. And the message is clear. It's the artist connection. And in this category, Tamiel.
Hey, hey, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Meet Flawless with your girl Tasha and, of course, my beautiful partner Tammy, who will be joining us tonight. How you doing, partner?
I am just wonderful. I was here bouncing around. You know I love our theme song, partner.
Me too, me too. Man, you should see, I'm here with Jay and, look, I'm messing their names up. Jay and Tay Official, my bad, y'all.
Hi, Jay and Tay Official, they are so beautiful. I looked at their pictures, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous girls.
Thank you, thank you. They're all excited to hang with us.
Yes.
Y'all come close, y'all can say hi. Don't be shy.
Hi.
Hi, girls, you're awesome. Super beautiful. I looked at your pictures, and you're going to go a long way. Beautiful. And you got a wonderful, amazing supporter. So it's all good. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And you know what, partner? You're going to have to talk a little bit before we get any callers tonight from the Flawless Competition. Tell the listener, the one that didn't listen to the last show, missed it, what this is all about and your involvement in it.
Right. Okay. Yes, I definitely wanted to clarify that. So what Flawless Competition is, it is a modeling slash barber slash beauty competition. Basically, what we do is we're trying to find the flawless ones, the ones that are just the dopest, whether it be, you know, on hair, you know, if they're a stylist, you know, we're definitely looking for the runway girl, but, you know, our own version, you know, the flawless one, the one that's just has that it factor, no matter, you know, where she came from, you know, size doesn't matter, like, just that girl that has that, you know, even the guy, you know, we have our male models, too, shout out to y'all, not trying to exclude them, you know, we have Zai, and we have a bunch of people, but, yeah, we would definitely want to shout them out, and also, you know, I was going to say Isaiah and Joshua, and I don't want to mess their names up. I'm not going to keep going into them, but yeah, definitely. So we're just out here, you know, we're doing our first preliminary battle, and then we're moving on to doing some more. So we have two preliminaries, and then we have two main competitions, and then we have our flawless finale, which is going to be around in October. So we're trying to find out who's going to take that crown in October. That's basically what we're out here doing.
Right, right. Well, that sounds very exciting. So pretty much what you're doing is promoting just pretty much what we do on Artist Connection. You're just doing it in live with people. So that's good to hear. It's always good to hear. Now, another question. Okay, you said barbers. There's female models and male models, right? Those three categories.
Uh-huh. Oh, and it also is for stylists, too, because, you know, that basically cosmetologists who do hair as well. Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, yeah, we need the stylists, right? They're the ones who make us look flawless. That's good.
Gotta
That's good.
Them.
And right, and I'm hoping that a lot of those contestants call in today so we can get to know them, help, you know, promote
right.
the whole event, yeah, the complete event, and also the people, you know, for people to vote for them, whomever
yes.
is going to be there. So that's a huge event. And I'm so proud of you, partner, for being so dedicated, you know. I follow, you know, I always follow your work anyway, whether I'm there or not, you know, it's always love and always support, and I've seen the dedication And it's amazing. Dedication is something that I'm so into because, you know, I'm so dedicated with everything that I do or we do. So that's good. That's great.
You are, and that's exactly why I wanted to do this show, because last time you were out working on some things with us, you know, that we're doing here for the show, and I like, you know, they really missed out, because everything that I do as far as the promotion and everything, it all started here, because me and you, we put together this show, and we said that we wanted to really help, you know, artists, you know, get out there, whether they, no matter what they do, we want to promote if it's positive, you know.
So, yeah, so, and that's exactly what we're doing. You there, we here, me on my other show. It's all about promoting and helping. We have to lift each other up as human beings. I think that is our duty. I at least take it under my wing, and I know you do too. This is my duty. I want to help others. That's the only way I can help myself, is to lift up others.
Definitely, definitely. And that's so important to me. And just giving back and trying to make sure that I put myself in a situation to where I stay positive and I stay on the right track, so that everybody who comes along with me, you know, they don't have to worry about, because, you know, sometimes people come along, especially in this business, and they come from a place where they're trying to, you know, make a buck. They're just trying to get over. And anytime I met any of the barbers or the people I was working with, I let them know up front, look, straight up, I'm just here to try to help somebody else, because I really didn't have that, you know, being the support you want to see in the world. That's what I'm trying to do, you know?
Right.
And,
yeah.
And I definitely.
And I mean, a lot of young. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. You good.
I was just saying, especially when you're young, a lot of times, you know, you're not that self-confident yet. You don't have that yet. So it's always good if you have somebody behind you that can kind of build you up and help you, you know, become that confident person. I think that's very important too. And also the positive energy. It's always good to transpire that and to give that. Because we feed up each other's energy as it is. So it's good to have a mentor, someone like you. So I'm really glad for them to have that support.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why I was really like, wanting this show to be the basis, the platform, the basis that gets these artists out there, because they do want to know about our reach and how we help artists, you know, from getting their music played on you know, to help them with our sister. Gosh, my mind is like gone. Our sister show, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted you, good partner, if you could tell them a little bit about what we do as far as that, because when I explain it to people, you know, I always feel like you're our international connection on our show. So and how you get us out there. Please do.
I sure will. Because being part of Artist Connection, I'm also a supporter of Flawless. Anybody that comes through, we are supporting together. Okay, now as far as like connecting, I have connections to some music radio stations that do pay royalties to where, okay, you come on our show. Now that's for music, for the music part. And there's something that something we see in you. I can, you know, go ahead and put in a word. Now, of course, that's not a promise, but, you know, get the music to the next person who may own a radio show. And so that's up to them. So that's a connection right there. Plus, we do a bunch of promo. Anybody and everybody that's ever been on our show know we do heavy promotion on social media, period. And we will invite you again. We'll give you free time to promote. I think that's, like, amazing as it is. So that really don't need a whole lot of words. We let you promote for free, and we help you after the show and promote your stuff, like, even long after the show is done. And the good part about our show is it's an on-demand show. That means and it's in the archive, and it can be reposted and listened to, like, in 10 years from now. So it's always going to be there. Once we record it, I mean, of course, it's up to us if we want to leave it up there or not. And most of the time we do. The show is forever, and it's a promotion that is forever. You never know who's listening. I'm originally from Europe, from Germany, so I do have the connections over there, too. So that's where the whole international connection comes in. I have a whole lot of listeners from overseas, too. So that always helps.
Right, and that's what I was gonna. I've been telling you know, anybody who's dealt with Flawless, I was, you know, I tell them, like, you got to meet my partner. Like, she's so dope. And we, you know, we do embrace here. That's 100% what we do. If you're looking for support, if you're looking for any type of connections to get to the next level, this is definitely the place you need to be. We have the amazing Glass the Tramp, who I didn't get a chance to shout him out last week, but he donated these pictures, guys. Well, it's actually a friend of his that is a Beverly Hills famous photographer. His name is Mr. Donald Clinch, and he donated pictures of Missy. I believe this is a picture where she won her first Grammy. I know she's holding a Grammy. It does look, you know, it does look like back in that era. And a picture of Frank Sinatra and Black Eyed Peas, and we will be able to raffle those off thanks to people who, like Glass the Tramp, who came on here, who my partner introduced me to because I didn't know his music. Now I'm such a super fan, like such a super fan. So dope. He is really dope. Yeah.
I'm always on the lookout, like on the low, and I check people out so people keep on putting your stuff out because people do watch. And that's actually, sometimes I have like my special days where I'm like, okay, I'm going out hunting for talent. I go on Twitter, I go on YouTube, and then I make contact with the people. And I've done it so many times. And a lot of people, I mean, okay, it's like that. Nobody can promise nobody nothing, right? But
right. The
most important thing is that you have somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. That's what
yes.
it is. And, of course, your own work, your own effort in your love and your passion for it. No matter what it is, you have to be passionate about. We talked about that before, partner. So
yeah, we did.
Don't stop. Yeah, don't ever stop. Keep on putting your stuff out. Keep on doing what you believe in and what you are passionate about, and believe that it's going to be successful. And
right.
It never stops. It's never stops. If you don't stop, you know, because people, a lot of people lay doubt. You know what? I give up my dream. Da 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 da. Nothing's happening. Don't ever do that. People are constantly on the watch. Look, speak Beyonce. That's what she does. Did you know that? She go on YouTube in her free time and look up talent. She does.
You never know. She may pitch you. And speaking of that, I was going to tell you, there's an art form, guys, to finding talent on. I mean, and contacting people and connecting with people because. Honestly, like, Tammy, what you do as far as going out and finding people and things like that, I think is a special talent. I do really good as far as in person, you know, meeting people, things like that. But when it comes to you know, emailing them and all that stuff, you get them every time. I'll put it this way. The people that are for us, those are the people that come our way, and that's what we love, you know, people
right,
who are just
right.
– cool, down-to-earth people. And I also want to say, if you're in the queue, I see you. You got to press 1 if you want to speak to us, though. We can't put you on if you, you know, got to press 1.
Right.
So we can.
Press number 1 to get in our queue.
Right.
And the call number is 347-633-9102. I repeat, 347-633-9102. If you want to come on here and speak, and want to be on our show, press the number 1 to be in our queue so that we know that you want to be on the show. And speaking of Glass the Tramp, going back to what you said, yes, partner, loved him from day one. And I've heard him on a radio show with the partner that I work with. And I was like, he's something special. There's something about this man. It's glowing. I feel it. I felt his energy. And,
right.
yeah, so we played his music on the radio show, on the Mr. Mojo show. He plays and he supports him big time. I was like, I got to have him on our show. So, and I'm glad that you guys made the connection. Glass is the truth. Love him.
He is. He definitely is. You guys will be hearing his drop a little bit later that he did for us. And he's coming back on our show. I'm excited. I can't wait to have him on the show. And he's definitely going to be performing at Flawless. We're putting it together right now. So don't trip. Can you imagine having Glass perform? And you know, we're so new. We're, you know, babies in this when it comes to Flawless. But
right.
having that, you know, international star. I mean, there's no other way
right.
that you can say it. If y'all don't know who Glass is, it's impossible to talk about him like, how do I say it? It's impossible to talk about him like you don't know him. You know, like when I talk
right.
about him, I speak as if everybody knows him, and that's just because I feel like everybody should. His music is super pure. He's definitely a funk. He is definitely
mm-hmm.
funk. descendant. That's how I feel like he is.
Well, I mean, he had a duet. He has a duet with Janet Jackson. Need I say more? Hello, you can just Google it. Like he is a what they say, a force to reckon with. He's huge. He's going to be huge. He's already huge. And you know, after the show, partner, mm-hmm. I was so aimed up because the positivity, the energy that float was flying everywhere. Like he just made me feel so good. So he's the type of energy that I would want to be around. Like he's really good.
Right. And we're definitely going to be reaching out and, you know, meeting some other people right now. I'm definitely looking for models. I've been on the lookout for those. I'm trying to get. But let me tell you, partner, I have to tell you something. When I was looking for different models and stuff, I actually have a picture of your daughter on there.
Really?
And yes, and I was just like, see, she should just live closer. She has beautiful daughters, just so you guys know. They definitely could easily walk in Flawless and take over. They're just gorgeous. But I did because I'm looking for that type of girl, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that type. But local, because we are pretty local.
Right. Which one we talking? Which one you talking? The oldest or the youngest?
Actually, both of them, because I think they're both gorgeous. both gorgeous.
Thank you.
So. It would be literally either one. And I got a picture. I got a picture of Sheila, and then I did get a picture. And I can't think of your other daughter's name, but I have a picture of her,
okay.
too.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's fine. I appreciate it. So, okay, another thing you said. Okay, so are you still going to look for people, or do the people just come, somebody bring you people? Can you kind of clarify that for the listener? Because I had a question about that.
Well, I would love if people suggest people to me. That would be really, really great because I want to work with new talent. I love to do that. I'm kind of a mentor when I take on people.
Right.
I try to tell them about the dangers of the business and not just to scare them, but I just want them to know it's real out there. And as we grow and we travel, because that's our plan to travel next year.
Right.
I want them to be, you know, aware and know about the world around them. And the girl that I'm looking for specifically to win Flawless, I want her to be an overall winner. You know, I would love if she spoke another language, you know, bilingual.
Mm-hmm.
I would love if she knew about politics. I want her to be the kind of model that, you know, well-read. I just want her to be like, basically, you know, we're not named Flawless for no reason. You know, we're looking at Beyonce over the top, you know, just wow, girl. That's what we're looking for. So we'll find her.
More than just beauty.
More than just beauty. And I also wanted to also say is that a girl can definitely grow into that as well. And that's what I really want to make clear. And I encourage all the girls and guys as well. Sorry to leave y'all out. I encourage everybody to grow into a better person, learning about the world that they live in. That's basically what Flawless is.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're out there and you're listening to the show, definitely make sure you contact Tasha. And you can contact her also on our Artist Connection page on Facebook. You can just inbox us or is it what, TashaTasha77@Yahoo, send her an email if you know somebody if you're interested.
Right, and we're also on Instagram. We're Flawless Competition. You can follow us there. We also have flawless.competition@yahoo.com. We're everywhere. We have our Flawless Competition.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And the link is also in the show window, so you can just copy and paste it or just click on it to get to the Flawless website. It's all there.
All there, yeah. And you guys will see my daughters. They're gracing the covers of everything, and I think that's what I, you know, love most about this particular competition is that it really was created. I created Flawless because of them, because they wanted to model, and I'm not trusting, and I always feel, you know, I got that entrepreneurial spirit, like, if you want to do something and they're not letting you in or you just don't feel like you got that opportunity, start your own thing. It is, you know, once people know that you're out there trying to do something positive, they're going to jump on board. They're going to support. I can't tell you, you know, Like, I could tell you a whole story about how, whoa, my bad. I dropped my phone. I could tell you a whole about how it started.
You know about it.
Right, for real. And some of the challenges that I faced in the beginning because, you know, just I do a lot, you know what I'm saying? Just a lot of things that I do. And a lot of times I'm criticized because I do so much. But this was really just built out of passion. I just felt like this was a chance to incorporate everything I love because there's nothing that I do that I don't absolutely love. I love working with artists. So there's going to be spoken word artists. There's going to be performers, models, you know, bringing all of that together. So, you know, I'm just saying, partner, do our next open mic or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like I wanted to have that feel, that almost like Artist Connection came to life with Flawless.
Right.
That's what I'm looking to do. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's we are an extension, connection. All together, like it's one. I mean, there's no difference because that's exactly what we do on air, and that's what you do with your Flawless, the whole take. It is all one, and it's all, to me, there's no difference in what we do here. It's just that it's a physical difference because you out there, you know, with the show, but we're here doing the same thing on air. So, hey, right on.
Right.
And, you know, I'm with it. I support everything you do, and we are supporters, period. That's is our name, right? Artist Connection. We connect each other.
Connection. Yeah, we definitely connect. And then I guess people just want to listen tonight, but I did get a couple of texts, and they were like, I'm nervous about coming on the show. And I want that's why I really brought Jay and Tay in here, because I know they were nervous and sweating bullets. And I wanted to ask them really quickly, like, what their experience was like. They were here last week,
okay.
And I definitely, an opportunity to just, because I don't want people to be afraid. And did
right.
y'all feel like that was it like, I know it was nerve-wracking, but tell me how y'all felt about being on the show, and I'll hush.
It was a lot. It was, yeah. I was nervous. We both were.
Y'all were both nervous?
Yeah, but then after a while, we heard everybody else, and it was like, oh, okay.
It was okay, right. Right. And,
what, let me give you, can I say something to your girls? They are so adorable. I hate that I missed it when it was on the show, but if you listen to me, girls, okay, the best thing, the very first time I was on air, I mean, I was very young, and somebody said something to me, and I want to say that to you. Just think of it as you are on the phone chit-chatting with your friends, okay? Because I think the air is what scares people. I'm on air, you know? Everybody hears me, right? I think that's what scares the people the most. So just look at it as I'm having a conversation on the phone. They can't see me right now. So just think of it like that. Maybe that's a little bit easier for you. It helps. It helps.
Right.
Yeah.
Because people actually look at people like, oh, my God, they're on the radio. So they looking at to you like, wow, you know? So just take all that power. Like, yeah, I'm on the radio. That's right. You know what I mean? That would help. I think that would help if you try to look at it like that.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guys. And thank you so much for being here. And thank you, partner. I was going to also tell them, or anybody else that's listening that's a little bit nervous, you know, just like she said, it's a conversation. Tammy, you know, on this show, we've been doing this for 3 years. We've had a ride. It's been some time. We'd be like, Lord. But you have to, like, oh, we're cool. We're cool with a million callers, with two callers, with no callers. You know, we just chat. We, you know, or you know, and when we get off air, it's always great. The best show is always the ones where we just, you know, had our conversation. Those are pretty much our favorite, right?
right. Where we have to improvise and actually show and prove that we can hold shows down no matter what. The show must go on. And I think when we realize that we have the power, that this is actually a powerful tool, I think that's when all the nervousness and the insecureness and all of that kind of went out the door.
For real. Yes, definitely. Definitely, because I know our first time we were you know, like hosting, and it was bad. It was just, we needed so much practice. But I tell you, within probably what, I won't even say, probably two shows, we turned it all around. And I think we've just been, you know, just right the whole time. And we've interviewed, you know, brand new artists to very, very established artists. And we do our thing. And it always, you know, I know we run our show like it's your living room. We try to, you know, bring you in and, hey, how you doing tonight? Tell us what you do. Boom. Promote your link for whatever. You know, we try to tell people. So it's never anything to be nervous about. You got to push those nerves aside and get your stuff done all the time.
Right.
That's
but, you know, really looking back, I don't think we had bad shows. We just had shows that we grew from. To me, there is no bad show. You know, if we had a show, it was good because we had a show, right? And no show would be a bad show.
You know, Bob, I'm like, that show was terrible. No, you know, I was thinking about my first interview on the show. That's why I said I thought it was terrible. Because I think we interviewed each other. I think the first one was me.
Yeah, but, you know, but like you said, we grew from it. So those little mishaps is the one we're always, and I'm not throwing shade on nothing, but there are some shows here, they never go live. It's always pre-recorded. We are always live.
Always.
And I hope everybody listens right now when I say that. We are always live. The only pre-recorded thing that we ever have is sometimes some of my introductions for this and that. Everything else is live. So for us being live, I say it, we are damn good. You hear me?
We sure are. I hope you guys learned a little bit about Flawless tonight. I hope y'all got something if you're listening at home or whatever. And if you were in the queue and you got a little nervous about calling, that's cool. We definitely have more and more and more Flawless shows as well as Artist Connection shows coming up. I'm going to give my partner an opportunity to talk about what she's doing, and then we're just going to close it out. Thank you guys so much for listening. Go ahead, partner. What have you been up to?
Well, I wanted to talk about this and that before I kind of go into some of the things that I've been into and up to.
Okay.
We have to definitely air some this and that because we have some things that we want to discuss with you all or with each other and for you to hear it, some of the things that's been going on in the world. And Beyonce is one of them. I think it's important that it's being addressed on our show as well. We are not blind. We see what's going on out there, and we will discuss it. We will have our opinions, and we will share it. And I want you to call in and actually give your opinion on this whole social media, what's going on right now in the world. We are not blind. We see it, and I think it's our duty to address some of these things. What do you think, partner?
I completely agree, and I think it's I think it's about time, you know what I mean? I know we had talked about doing some shows that are more serious and on some topics like this, and it's really up my alley. I'll get my research hat on because, you know, we love to be informed here. So I'm going to put my research hat on and be ready. We want to bring out some statistics so you can know what's going on and stay abreast of current events. So, yeah, I'm with it.
Right. Yeah, and email us, too. You know, all our information is here on the show window. You can click on all the icons, social media icons, to contact us. So we really don't have to give you all the information because it's already there. Make sure you follow us here and, of course, on Facebook because we want to hear from you and we want to talk to you. We want to talk serious game. Of course, we're going to have fun shows coming up as well, our Always Remedy and Beauty Tips. And I don't know if Tasha has some hot topics. I'm sure she do. Tasha always got the hot topics, and I'm ready for them as well. And I've been writing. I've been preparing for my new book release and all of that, so I'm doing what I'm doing. Check me out, TamaLisaCarmen.org. And I'm going to say ta-ta good night. This was Flawless Meet Flawless. I'm excited, partner, for all the things that are going on. And make sure you just, you know, keep on pushing and promoting and post stuff for people to come and maybe be contestants.
Right. Love it. I'm loving Flawless. I'm loving doing these shows. So thank you so much, partner. You know, you being here is just a million times better. I'm sorry. I'm okay doing shows by myself, but I just feel like I'm better, you know, as with my partner. So thank you all for listening.
We a team.
Thank y'all. We're the best team.
Right.
We are.
Yes.
We are.
Yes,
so
we are.
Y'all have a great night.
We're going to close it out with Trump, and we love you. Thank everybody for listening.
R&B, pop, funk, rock, soul. Tammy and Tasha about to take control of your mind. It's Artist Connection time.
What's up, world? It's your funk soul leader, Glass the Tramp, and I'm crazy in love with the Artist Connection. Tammy and Tasha, keep it funky, ladies. Yeah.
Welcome to Artist.